Blog Talk Radio.
29 99 69. Merci de nous rappeler.
Ciao. We have
the
network.
We're on the network.
Go!
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Gay.
Vince in the Bay.
We have the network.
We're on the network.
Go!
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
We have the network.
We're on the network.
Go!
Joining me here on another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Sunday night. It's your Sunday night mega show with yours truly, Vince in the Bay. It's Sunday, September 18th, 2011. And I thank you for tuning in. Shouts out to the early chit chatters, Anonymous Zeke, Egg Skillet, Mary Mad, Motor Mouth News, and Wendigo holding it down early on. Oh, there's Jackal Anon, Frank Rizzo, and a couple of guest listeners also getting in. Oh, Cherry Bomb is here also. People just starting to file in. Good times. Mary Mad says that she's feeling barfy. And I hope you don't have what I had. Or I hope I had. I feel like it's gone. But I was very barfy myself last week. In fact, I didn't do a show because of it, because I was majorly barfy. I sound different. Hello, is this thing on? Hello? 1, 2, 1, 2. I don't know. I'm using the same microphone. Here, let me take a my throat's a little dry. Let me take a drink of water. delish. Refreshing. Water. Hey. So, yeah, welcome to the show. It's Sunday night. Like I said, September 18th, 2011. Yesterday, of course, was September 17th. And that marked another protest, this time in New York City, and also at satellite venues across the globe. There were a lot of simultaneous protests yesterday kicked off yesterday for this Occupy Wall Street Day of Rage. That was yesterday. And it's continuing today, apparently. I've been following a live stream as these protesters gathered in Lower Manhattan yesterday to demonstrate against the elitist Wall Street banking cartel. and followed along as the protesters gathered and had group sex. It was amazing. I didn't realize I was tuning into an orgy, but I'm glad that everybody came out and got naked and partied. It was fucking awesome.
What's that?
Oh, no, that was something else I'm talking about. The protest, nobody was naked at the protest. No, I was thinking about something else that happened to me over the weekend. But the protests themselves in Lower Manhattan, the Operation Wall Street, Occupy Wall Street, no naked people. No naked people at all. I don't know what they're thinking out there. If you're going to learn anything from the Operation BART protests, rule number one, bring naked people. Okay? That's like rule number one, naked people must be in attendance. And I saw no naked people. So they get one demerit right there. But yeah, the protests start, the Occupation Wall Street, Occupy Wall Street, whatever the fuck it's called, Adbusters and Anonymous apparently have teamed up to occupy Wall Street, although they haven't quite gotten to Wall Street yet. They decided to start on a Saturday weekend, so not really much business going on Wall Street. The cops apparently shut down Wall Street and sealed it off, didn't allow any access over the weekend, but it's got to change tomorrow, you would think, because that puppy's up and open for business, baby. And yeah, so that's interesting. I'm keeping an eyeball on that. Well, lots of folks are following a couple of different live stream feeds, getting the highlights, and you know, following the tweets and the Twitters and the twit pics, loving it. It's these protests now. You know, thanks to the internet and social media. Maybe, you know, you can start, you can now participate in them virtually. It's great. I love it. Good times. It seems, from what I can tell, it seems like a fairly peaceful gathering. Folks, just like-minded people, you know, kind of all equally pissed off. Gathering together and having a huge sit-in, a huge gripe session, if you will. And why the hell not? You know, you don't have a job. You don't have any prospects. You're fairly well read, but you got nothing better to do. Why the fuck not? Just if I was in New York, I'd do the same thing. I'd show up and just plop my ass on the ground and just do the old fashioned sit-in. I you know, more power to them. I don't know if I agree with every single one of them. I've seen a lot of outtakes of interviews, and there's some individuals that I think have a warped sense of what's the purpose is of them being there. But hey, that's just my opinion, and they're open to, you know, that's the beauty of this country. Those people can congregate amongst all of us and share these ideas as wild as they might be. I got word that I got a couple of people on the line. I'm going to get to some calls in a second. But throughout the night, I am going to be Blog Talk Radio, believe it or not, they forked out a little bit of dough here to some of the BTR hosts, and they're hooking us up with live feeds from around the globe, and we have apparently there's a Blog Talk Radio feed coming in. We've got a correspondent down in New York City who's going to pipe in what's going on live in there. It's straight from a feed. I think it's off of one of the Ustream feeds. I don't know which one, but periodically throughout the show, I'm just going to check in there and see what's going on down there on the ground as these folks continue to occupy Wall Street. And so I'm going to get to calls here in a second, but before I do that, I think we're going to take this opportunity to check in, and I believe we have it hooked up now. Let me dial this in, and let's check in now in Lower Manhattan. What's the name of this park? What, do you people know the name of this park? What's the name of that park that they're at? Starts with a Z. Zaretto Park or some shit like that. Zaretti Park, some shit like that. Is that? It used to be called Liberty Park, but they've renamed it to like. Come on, let me see. Liberty Park. Do I have to Google this myself? I guess so. Yeah. Thank God. I don't have a producer to do this for me. Okay, Wall Street Liberty Park name. Zuccotti Park. There you go. That's the name I'm looking for. Thank you, people. Zuccotti Park. Zucchini Park. No, Cherry Bomb, it's not Zucchini Park. Zuccotti Park. Good, strong Italian name. Zuccotti. Yeah. So Zuccotti Park is where shit's going down right now. That's where these protesters are posted up. So I'm going to take we're going to cut over to the live feed now from Zuccotti Park. This is a live feed from Zuccotti Park right now. Let's see what's going on out there. What they call the general session, where they fought out for
someone singing. Someone singing.
Yeah, it seems like things are really shaking up down there on Lower Manhattan. Really taking it to the man. That's amazing. Check in with the folks down there in Lower Manhattan from time to time throughout the show. And if anybody out there listening is there in attendance or knows somebody in attendance, have them call in. The call in number is 347-826-7667. And I think I have a caller here on the line. Let's see who this is. Caller from area code 775. You're on the air. Who's this? Caller, hello. And we lose the caller. Well, so much for that. Caller, you had your hand up, you were waiting patiently, and I brought you on, and I lost you. I don't know if you rage quit, if you freaked out and got scared and bailed. But, if you want to try it again, 347-826-7667 is the number, and I'll be happy to take you on the air, and we can talk about whatever. We can talk about this. Occupy. What is it? Occupation? No, it's Operation Occupy Wall Street. And apparently the protesters haven't even gotten to Wall Street technically. But no, I did not kill Sherry Bomb in the chat room. Says that I killed her. Him. I don't know who it was, but I did not kill them. I have no idea. Shouts out to Jackal Anon saying we should get Sabs to call. Who's Sabs? Is that a chick, I hope? Ref is a lie. Oh, yeah, we can talk about that as well. Oh, dude, there was some more shit that went down on the internet side of things yesterday. allegedly this anonymous CMD kid who called in here was a troll. Wasn't really was just kind of trolling everybody. And I have to tell, I have to admit, from the two things that he said that kind of like were red flags for me was the fact that he never pronounced Operation Bart Op Bart. He, it was always OP Bart. If any of you folks remember listening back to, I guess it was last week, they had that kid on here, CMD. And so apparently this kid's a troll. And that kind of like tipped me off right there when he said that. And what else did he say? He kept saying OP Bart. And that really, I was like, dude, nobody says OP Bart. Nobody says that. Except for this kid did. So that kind of struck me as odd. And yeah, and then he said he was at the BART protest and he was flying to the New York protest and he was going to be there and he was all hyped about Ref and all this stuff. And it turns out this Ref is a complete farce. I think it was a honeypot or whatever designed to lure in unsuspecting anonymous hacktivists. And I don't know. That's, at least that's the word on the street. Because it seems that this constituted Sabu resurrecting himself from his Twitter hiatus. He decided to he went dark on Twitter for a month, and he decides to come back on the Day of Rage, September 17th. To report a couple of trolls or a troll. Yeah, I thought that was interesting. He, you know, at least he's using his tweets productively. You know, he's kind of, I guess he's kind of tired of the shit talking. He's just like, you know, when I have some useful information, I'll tweet. And that's really how it should be. You know, it's supposed to be microblogging. Unfortunately, a lot of us have turned Twitter into fucking a public direct message service. And that's not really what it was designed to be. It was designed to be something where you blogged information, tiny bits of information and links. And it was intended for shit like this Operation Occupy Wall Street, which still apparently doesn't have any demands or actual premise. It's kind of like the Seinfeld of protests. It's a protest about nothing. It's a protest organized by no one about nothing except Wall Street somehow. And I'm perfectly fine with that. I don't think these people need demands. I think they just need to be pissed. Why do you need any demands? You're pissed at Wall Street. Why do you need to break it down? Why do you even need to say anything? Just sit there. Dude, that says it all. Seriously, that would freak them out more than anything is if everybody was just completely silent and it was just dead silence. But thousands of people. Could you imagine the intimidation factor of 20,000 people just being dead silent and being able to hear a pin drop? That would freak me out if I was a cop. More so than people, you know, blabbering back and forth about nothing. The protest about nothing. But anyways, yeah. So shouts to Sabu for coming out of retirement there. Twitter retirement, and you know, that was kind of like a unexpected surprise. I like that. That was cool. And I would imagine that's probably the last we're going to hear of that CMD kid. I'm just guessing. At least under that moniker. And yeah. Good times. Big ups to everybody in the chat room holding me down. Don't be shy. Call in. It's real easy. It's 347-826-7667. You just call that number, and then you press the number 1 to talk to me. And sometimes, I don't know, I noticed I called into a show recently, and I pressed 1, and it didn't, like, raise my hand right away, so just to be safe, if you want to get on the air, press 1 like 3 times and you should be good. If you don't want to talk, though, you just want to call in and listen, that's cool, too. You can call in. Just don't press anything. Just listen. I know there's always a few BTR newbies. And if you are a BTR newbie, don't be shy. You can sign up. It's really easy to do. It's like any other social networking thingamajig. You just dial it in, put in your username, and come up with a, you're going to get a picture or whatever, and then you can dive into the chat room and have fun with people like Anonymous Zeke and Cherry Bomb and Egg Skillet, Ghost Medic, Jackal Anon, Mary Mad, Motormouth News, Mrs. Spaceship, Nuclear Gimp, Reefer, Ref Ref is a Lie, Stabby McHugs, Victor Montoya. Holy shit, Victor Montoya in the building. Excuse me, and Wendigo, my bad. Wendigo, round and around in the chat room. Dudes, yeah, so, and oh, hey, not to mention, tomorrow is another Monday, and you know what that means, kids? Another Operation BART. Yes, another Operation BART. This time they're going to ride the trains without any masks, silently, without talking. So if you notice anybody on the BART trains who's riding around between 5 and 8 p.m. in the San Francisco area, and they're not saying anything, and they're just sitting there quietly, they are in solidarity with us and Oscar Grant, and with me and Oscar Grant and Charles Hill and everybody listening and everybody on the entire planet. So if you're riding BART tomorrow around 5 p.m., expect us. Okay, good times. Occupy BART. Whoa, Occupy BART? Holy moly. Relax, kids. Come on. Let's think this through. Occupy BART? My God. I don't know what you people are fucking smoking. Do you people sleep? All these people in my chat room are you complete insomniacs? Are you guys on meth? Occupy BART? It's impossible. BART doesn't run 24 hours, dude. Like, even BART doesn't occupy BART. Whatever. You just can't win. Yeah. All right, dudes. Come on, people, nut up. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. I know there's something on your mind. I know you want to I know you want to chit-chat and talk about this crap. Let's see who this is. I got a caller here from area code 775. What's up? You're on the air. Who's this?
My name's Jeff. How you doing, Vince?
Hey, Jeff. I'm doing great, man. What's going on with you? What's on your mind tonight?
Not much. I think we should probably group the two events together if there's going to be any protests for Op BART tomorrow. Other than the solidarity riding the trains, I think they should group up with the people who are showing solidarity for the movement in Wall Street that started on Saturday. There's probably about 300 at 555 California.
I heard about that. I wanted to make it. I was feeling a little bit under the weather yesterday and was resting all day. But I heard I missed out on some fun. Well, tell me about it.
It was a small march. There's a few people showing up today, not as many as on Saturday. But, there's reason to get together. Like you say, just standing in silence, just in anger, is probably more powerful than anything else.
Yeah. I think it says a lot, holding signs, being, you know, just being present, just doing something that sort of notifies people that that you're there demonstrating for a purpose. And that's why the masks are so perfect, because it catches people's attention and usually makes them curious. And then once you see a sign with it, that's sort of a slam dunk. But you don't have to be wearing a mask. You just have a sign, whatever, man. I'd like to see people get more flamboyant with the dressing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would like to see people branch out and become full-on characters. Like, where's, you know, at the next Sponge, you know, have SpongeBob come out at the next goddamn thing, or, you know? Invite the Westboro Baptist Church, you know?
Anonymous scares people. I mean, when I was wearing my mask on Saturday, people get scared.
What's that? Say that again?
No, I'm just saying that... it's a psychological operation almost with the anonymous mask. You know, it scares quite a few people. You know, who it should scare is the people who are enforcing the laws, you know, that don't realize what we're doing, you know, which a lot of us don't even know. We're just there trying to figure it out, you know.
That's funny, it's funny that you say people are scared. I think the authorities are kind of scared of the mystery of the mask and its association. But I think in general, at least my experience, like I went to a couple of these protests with a mask on a couple of times, and most of the people's reaction, because that's all I did when I wear the mask, was just look at people's reactions. And it's really fun. It's almost like a video game. Like, oh, let's see what this person's going to do. I'm going to walk over here and just mm-hmm. to see if people smile or not. And
I'm doing the same thing, man. I'm interacting with the public who isn't with the group.
Yeah, most people react positively to it, though. Most people, on average, smile, laugh, point, think it's funny. Kids love it. Kids think it's hilarious. Mm-hmm. They totally smile every time. The people that seem worried when they look at it are like the adults, or the people that are supposed to be like, you know, the people that are just stressed out.
The ones that are taught to be scared in their everyday lives.
Exactly. The herd. They're the ones that are like, wait a second. It's not even the herd. I think it almost comes down to like a psychological thing where people.
It is. It's
almost like people, when they turn a corner and they see that mask, they're having a life and death encounter or whatever with, you know, reality, with the truth. And it's like, if you turn the corner and you see death in the face, how are you going to react? Are you going to smile, or are you going to shit your pants?
And many people who don't even realize what the mask resembles or where it originated.
Well, that's not even. But I'm saying, yeah, exactly. That's the thing, is the people that don't know what it is. They just kind of like get the deer in the headlights look. Mm-hmm. But most of the people, like I'll tell you, a lot of the brothers think it's hilarious. They think it's awesome. They think it's badass. Like, I don't know if you know, I hate to be racial people, but the brothers. At least downtown.
Well, we've been protesting near the Tenderloin. You know, they embraced us.
Down that, I mean, that is like straight up. That and Sixth and Mission is like Skid Row. You know, that's like fucking. You know, it's you got to be.
Well, they understand. We're working for them. I mean, it's a movement for the individual.
They think it's badass. It's kind of fun to walk down like Sixth and Market with your mask on. You get treated like a pimp. Good times. So I'm with Jeff. Jeff, are you the SFU teacher? Am I not mistaken?
No, I don't even live in your guys' state. I've been commuting every Monday.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm getting you confused with somebody else. I was thinking that you were, for some reason, I was thinking you were that, there's a guy I follow on Twitter and I thought you were him. My bad. So you're from out of town.
My Twitter handle's anti-secret. If you're following me, but I'm new, so probably not.
Oh, okay. All right. My bad. I get so many people coming and going. It's really pretty much impossible to keep up with everything. It's a wonder I remember to even start my show every night. It's crazy. Well, I get fucking hassled on Twitter by these assholes, but.
Well, I wonder how many of you all, I mean, you obviously, you're there in the Bay, the Op Bart people, the Facebook page and the Twitter feed, I mean, are they related? It doesn't seem like it, and it seems like they're not even participating, but they're fueling the fire.
I don't know. I'm not on Facebook. I wouldn't know anything about Facebook pages. I just follow all the Twitter feeds, and you just take it from there.
Yeah.
You don't even have to follow the actual Twitter account. You can just follow the hashtag of OpBart, and that will tell you what's going on.
Of course. Yeah. No, I've been traveling from Nevada to come down there. I I've never been arrested before. I got arrested this year for a traffic violation, which I failed to appear at court, and it went to a bench warrant. So I was kind of testing the system. I just wanted to see what would happen. So they take me to jail after they pulled me over for another minor violation of passing. I guess I crossed over two lanes. And so then they said, well, you got a bench warrant. We got to take you to jail. And I'm like, what, for not showing up to court, you know, and paying my my fine, which I thought was a little extreme. And I know, I guess if you look at it from one angle, they refer to it as the stupidest reason to get arrested. And I was like, well, that's my point exactly, why you guys arrested me. You know, so I went through the whole process, called the judge after the fact. She ended up refunding my money. But, I mean, they take advantage of people. If I wasn't self-employed, you know, I could have been a no-call, no-show at work, lost my job, and, you know, been another unemployed individual. You know, so, I mean, the police departments, I think, are just taking advantage of quite a few just to fund their own operations. And, I mean, it kind of needs to stop. You know, and your guys' venue with the police brutality is just one more element. I mean, there's many aspects that need to be changed.
Arm the homeless. Require all homeless to be strapped. That's what we've got that in legislation. It's I'm trying to lobby a couple of different folks here. See, Vincent the Bay has got a lot of pull here in the city, so I got a lot of favors that are owed to me. And I just make sure things. I just like to make sure things happen. I can't.
Well, you talk. Could.
I'm sorry. I'm distracted. You know
Obama
what?
Obama can arm.
I'm on Twitter right now.
What's that? He's giving guns to Mexico left and right. ATF. So I'm sure they could some way arm the homeless guys if we could figure out how to get it in legislation.
Yeah. Hey, sounds like you got a page going. Your pager just went off. Are you calling from 1989? What the hell is going on? Let's take another caller here. I got Jackal Anon. Jackal Anon, what's going on, bro?
Hey, it sounded like you needed callers, so
I called. Absolutely. And you know what? And before I get to Jackal, I would like to acknowledge my little peanut gallery I have here on Twitter. Fellow Blog Talk hosts are heckling me from Twitter. And these Blog Talk hosts, I'm not going to mention their names. They're talking major, major smack, not only about me, but also about Anonymous. And I'm not going to divulge their names to you, Jackal Anon.
I'm looking at your replies right now.
But there are a couple of BTR hosts that I am not really appreciative of some of the commentary that they're running. They were calling. Oh, first of all, one of them can't spell kumbaya. It's with a K. They spelled it cumbia, like it's Mexican. Cumbia, like no, cumbia is something completely different. Kumbaya is what those fruity hippies were playing down there in downtown Manhattan. So get it straight, asshole. And in fact, I actually have right now on the horn here. We're gonna go back to lower Manhattan and check in again. I think I got the feedback up. Let's see what's going on down there. Hang on. Let me dial this in. Again.
Lower Manhattan right now, live. We're cutting live to a live stream. Quite a few people still congregating and chanting. All right. Okay, that's enough. Can we cut off the feed, please? That's enough. All right, you get the idea. They're still chanting there. They're still chanting in the square. And that's Zeebruder Park. What was that? Zeebruder Park? Is that where they're at right now?
I forget. But anyways, Vince in the Bay back here. We're back in the studio now. That was again. From time to time, we're gonna just check in with the protests. Zuccotti, that was live down there at Zuccotti Square, whatever that. Zuccotti Piazza de Zuccotti. Yeah. So anyway, back here with Jackal Anon and Jeff. Jackal, your thoughts on the Day of Rage?
Yesterday was awesome. Today I haven't really been able to keep up with it as much as I would like. But yesterday was pretty cool, I think. A lot of people went out and had a great time. The videos were awesome. Pictures were awesome. Oh, I have to also tell you that you were wrong. There was one person that was protesting naked. It was a female with the words "Free Bradley Manning" written across her chest with a Guy Fawkes mask.
Say that again? I missed that. I was just noticing one of the people that was talking shit about me on Twitter. Suddenly, the tweet that they tweeted talking smack has mysteriously disappeared.
The whole account?
No, not the account. Just the tweet itself. Gone.
Yeah, so I was noticing that too.
Yeah, it's gone now. So there you go. Anyway, sorry, Jackal Anon. I cut you off.
I was done.
Oh, good. So there you have it. Whoa, man, what's going on in the chat room here? Shouts out to everybody in there. Oh, 100PZ has joined us. Crappy Teabags is in the house too. We only have one Crappy in the house. That just does not feel right. I'm sorry. We should have at least two Crappies at all times. I know it's past Crappy Tires' bedtime, but where the fuck is Crappy Airbags?
He had a pretty eventful day. He's probably at home relaxing.
Really? Mm-hmm. He was down there. I know he checked in with me at one point and told me that he was there, and he said that there were more people in my chat room than there were in the park when he got there. So that wasn't very encouraging.
No. Ghost Pickles was down there yesterday though. So we had people from the cabin down there.
I know. I heard that he dubbed a certain wall the Wall of Lulls.
Yeah.
I feel almost like it's my obligation to make a pilgrimage to the Wall of Lulls.
As we all know, Ghost Pickles is a graffiti artist as well, and I guess he was tagging it up as well.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent work. I know, I saw some of the taggage.
Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, he's going to pay dearly for that. I'm going to tell the Fed on him.
You're going to tell the Fed on Pickles?
Well, not right now. I mean, I got to finish the show first, but I'm telling you. Yeah.
You want the cabin to come after you?
Maybe not. I don't know. Okay. I'll think about it.
We should ask Motormouth News if the cabin should have an attack on Blog Talk Radio for your comment.
Let's put it this way. I was not being serious with that. I was just merely testing the waters. I was testing you. That was merely a test. Congratulations, you passed. Right answer.
Okay.
Just a test.
Hey,
we now resume regular programming. And if anybody wants to join me, Jeff and Jackal, the number is 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay. We're going to take a little Bay Area music break to hear some fantastic local Bay Area hip hop from a member of the Hyro crew. I don't know if you folks are familiar with Hieroglyphics, but if you look on my show page, my featured episode is with A-plus from Hieroglyphics, and I like to support the Bay Area hip-hop, and one of my other favorite MCs from Hieroglyphics is a man named Festo D. Let's hear some words from him, and we'll be right back.
manifesto. Festo, tell me how you do it. It looks so easy like there was nothing to it. It's a renaissance, renegade, get a winner paid. Centigrade, got a mere days when I hit a stage. We got a global reach, vulgar speech. Make the bold belief when she overheating. Hopped out the Volvo, deep at the roller rink. Cold as a polar breeze, smelling like potpourri. Pulling Puerto Rican chicks off the coral reef. Yeah, it's sobering, I'm so soldering in my golden fleece. Altered ego, altered beast. Put you in a coma sleep with broken teeth. Your whole squad sweet like soca. Yeah, with the clover leaf. Couldn't get lucky, it's over cheap. She's been thick since Sheila E. Used to holly rock. It won't lollygag, but a gag on my lollipop. Holler at the ace, sucker trauma to your face. Embarrassing you, derelict, spinning marionette. The scenario says she wanna marry a vet. I'm out for revenge, so success is best. Yeah, festo, festo, tell me how you do it. It looks so easy like there was nothing to it. It's the renaissance, renegade, hit a winner pay. Centigrade, got a minute days when I hit a stage. Festo, festo, tell me how you do it. It looks so easy like there was nothing to it. The high road, denim suede in the winter games. Olympic fame, been pumping in my rental veins. Festo, festo, tell me how you do it. It looks so easy like there was nothing to it. It's the renaissance, renegade, hit a winner pay. Centigrade, got a minute days when I hit a stage. I take it back to 88, I rap on that radiator cap. Centigrade, sip the lemonade stand. Innovate, man, redefine any modern day leader lion. High road, who the Mayans, they just spying with them diamond dashikis and tiki masala. Anything for a dollar, counter revolutionaries. My hammer, John Henry, but I don't drive Bentley. Crazy for them Jefferson's airplane in Shanghai. Sip the soy chai, the boy fly. I mix up an elixir of sleep deprivation. Shock value, kept you waiting while they scampering to beat us. Tamper with Geneva conventions of war. Lawyer in the details of physical force. I walk up to the White House, piss on the porch. Wipe my ass with they affidavits. And laughing David Dukes and the spooks by the door spraying activator. Festo, festo, tell me how you do it. It looks so easy like there was nothing to it. It's the renaissance, renegade, hit a winner pain. Centigrade, got a minute days when I hit a stage. Festo, festo, tell me how you do it. It looks so easy like there was nothing to it. The high road, denim suede in the winter games. Olympic fame, been pumping in my mental veins. When I rest in peace, let my vestige reflect. My respect for the essence, my message the vessel. Every session, a lesson in resurrection is destined for aesthetics. Acupressure in a vacuum of spectacular acumen. Rhymes like the contact lens to accent the accuracy of your mental faculties. Shackles released from your straight jacket with ease. I'm plastered on impact, capacitors intact. Never fractured attraction, the ambassador's exact. Money in the gunny sack, run it back. I don't ever want they funky flack, I'm a lumberjack. Numb to the numbers, cats do, I can't succumb to that. Tumble rap, mumble ass, mumbo jumbo rap. Then the gun go clack to somebody's lumbar. Cause they wanna front hard and go unguard with a bet.
Gianni Pugno, campione del mondo, sceglie Sega Mega Drive. Abilità, concentrazione, riflessi. Ecco perché un campione del mondo sceglie Mega Drive. Mega Drive da Sega, come Game Gear. L'unico videogioco portatile che diventa un vero TV. A colui. Game Gear.
Non c'è paragone.
Game Gear, campione del mondo con Gianni Pugno, vince. E giochi preziosi.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA, it's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
Here they come. Here they come. Oh, yeah, here they come. Here they come. Here they come. Here they come. Yeah, the cabin crew, they're coming for you. Motherfucking cabin crew in the building, punch out. Here they Big ups to the Chit Chatter. Bob Bobbington of the building now. 100 PZ. Cherry Bomb. Crappy Tea Bags. Egg Skillet. I like that name, Egg Skillet. By the way, that's weird. Jeffrey Phobian? Phobian? Is that your porn name, dude? What the fuck?
That's my real name, homie. Don't get me out. I'm trying to change it.
Oh, my bad. Well, you shouldn't have said anything, dude. You should have not even acknowledged. Now you're fucked.
Oh, it's fine. I'm not a criminal, so
cabin,
I should be
you're
okay.
You're going to have to ask the cabin crew to back about five feet away from your cornhole because you're gonna have some cabin fever. You know, watch out. Jackal and Non in the building. Mary Mad in the house. Motormouth News. Mrs. Spaceship. Nuclear Gimp. Official Rabbits. Pirate Larry's back. Hey, Pirate Larry. Reefer in the house. Ref Ref is a lie is in the building. Also, Stabby McHugs. Longtime listener, Stabby McHugs. Thank you for tuning in. Victor Montoya in the house. Victor, hanging tight. Thanks for coming through, Vic. And rounding it out, not last but not least, Wendigo hanging out in the chat room. I'm back with Jeff and Jackal Anon, and we're just kicking it freestyle at the top of the dome. We can talk about whatever. The day of rage was yesterday, and it's a little Occupy Wall Street has continued on today as well. And I guess it's going on indefinitely, right, Jackal?
Yep. Sure.
Okay. Well,
so what do you know about this Jonathan Castro?
John Castro?
Mm-hmm.
Not familiar. Why?
He's trolling you on Twitter.
Let's see. City of Flint? Is that who that is?
No. It's the person right underneath that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I'm familiar with his work. He's a good friend of mine. He's an old friend of the show. Don't worry. No big deal. But shouts out to everybody else that's hitting me up. City of Flint is just going nuts on me.
Yeah, Flint loves you.
Flint wants to have my Twitter babies.
Oh, speaking of, there's a new operation we need to talk to you about.
Oh, shit. What's this one?
This is Operation Gets Crappy Tires Laid.
Oh, my God. I don't want to be a part of this. This sounds like a fucking MSNBC weekend sting special. Sounds like that to Catch a Predator kind of shit. I want no part of it.
Well, the thing is, he always has this as safe for crappy, unsafe for crappy, and it's kind of getting old. So we need to kill that and make everything safe for crappy. And what's funny is that in IRC yesterday, because I know what kind of like IRC client he uses, when you put in a picture, it automatically pops up on a screen, so you can't like put it down. So we were just feeding porn through it the entire night. And he was like flipping out. It was hilarious.
Dude, I'm just trying to catch up with all my tweets right now. I don't do a good job of handling all this.
You don't have that many tweets.
For me, I do. For me, it's a lot. I have to get through you and Motormouth, who just bombard me with shit.
You had six in the last hour. That's not a lot at all.
Yeah, well, that doesn't count the other one that somebody erased.
Seven in an hour.
Yeah, it's a lot, man. That's potentially 700 characters that I have to skim over at a time. And if I haven't checked it for a couple of hours, it adds up.
Yeah.
Like I'm still trying to catch up with X25 Princess. Like,
oh, you know,
what?
Did everybody see the Twitter drama between her and her ex last night?
No, do tell.
I don't really want to get into it, but it's
But you will.
It was nuts. Like I was literally like on the phone with someone and watching that at the same time, and I was cracking up. Like they had a big falling out on there, and her boyfriend posted nudes of her and everything.
Wait, her current boyfriend, like, her old... counter-trolled with nudes?
Yeah.
How is that sticking up for her? It's like, oh, dude, I got more.
No, her old boyfriend.
Oh, I thought you meant her current boyfriend was trolling the old boyfriend with nudes. I was like, that's a whole new dimension. That's great. Brilliant.
No, it was the old boyfriend. But they're going back and forth like an arguing match. It was, I found it quite hilarious. I'm sure she didn't, but yeah.
Yeah. who is this that said I got laid in the last hour? I did not get laid. Cherry Bomb. Vince had sex in the last hour. Wink. No, I did not have sex in the last hour. In the last hour, I've been doing my show. I know it. I know some ways it feels like you're having sex when you're listening to my show. I understand that. But don't mistake my show for actual sex. Just because you have an orgasm doesn't mean you're actually having intercourse. All right? Keep that in mind. It's not actual sex.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Oh, what's up with the trolls talking about Kishu being banned?
Kishu, I think Kishu's taking a little time out from the interwebs. Good for her. She needs it.
She needs it. That's what I heard as well. But it's funny that people are saying that she's banned just because she doesn't talk on Twitter.
Yeah, what would she get banned for?
I don't know.
Sleeping too much? Is there an ordinance in Arizona where you can't sleep more than 18 hours a day? Then she'd be in violation. They should ban her ass.
Yeah.
I can't think of one. I mean, chatting too much on the internet or texting too much, is that a crime? I don't know. That's the only thing.
Are you on or off BART?
Oh, good point. No, she's never been. She was on BART once with me. I chaperoned her. It was actually an interesting trip. This is before all the off BART stuff happened. When she first got here, we took BART out to Berkeley, and this was before the first Operation BART. And we had some flyers that we printed out, and we were just going to give them out to people that we thought might be receptive to it on the platform. Yeah. And so we took a trip out there and, you know, passed out maybe a dozen or two flyers, whatever, no big deal. It was like not anything, wasn't a thing. We struck up some interesting conversations with a couple of people. It was actually a good, if you're ever bored on the platform, just, you know, a flyer is a great excuse just to initiate, especially with a hot chick. Are you fucking kidding me? But
there's a few of those in the Bay.
Oh my God. And you don't understand, dude. There's a significant ratio of single hot middle aged to younger chicks that are straight, and there's like not enough straight dudes to fill the demand because half the men here are gay.
I was trying to find your cafe that you go to try to.
Good luck, man. I'm under 18 proxies. Plus, I don't even know. Satellites are involved. I have some triangulation happening.
I wasn't trying to like sneak up on you. I was just trying to see if this girl wanted your Twitter
profile.
Oh, my
God. Oh, dude. I went back to the cafe today. Oh, my God. The two hottest baristas were behind the bar today. Oh, my God. I almost jizzed in my pants. It was unreal. They were fucking looking hot. And this one chick who's kind of cute, but she's like super, super pushy. Like she's trying to push me on this like zucchini fucking muffin thing. Cause I was like, do you have any bagels? Or no, we're out of bagels. Like, all right. Can I just get like a muffin or something? Yeah. And she's trying to sell me this zucchini, fruity, like zucchini nut bread muffin thing that looked like it was going to crumble if I touched it. And
so you're saying that you like zucchinis and nuts in your mouth?
No, I told her no. I was like, no way, I'm not into fruits and nuts and stuff in my muffins. I just want like
nuts or something.
I'm like, just give me like a fucking poppy seed muffin or something. Just give me something basic. And she's like, well, you will really like the zucchini, blah blah blah, zucchini with the blah. I was like, dude, I don't want fruity nutty shit. I just want
So I was like, fuck it. And then she tried to sell me on some other, like, fruit nut bread, and I was like, no, I don't want that.
Did she try to sell you the blue waffle?
God, no. No, that was you last night. Sorry, dude. So whatever. So I settled with banana bread. And that kind of ticked her off. She thought she could use her powers of persuasion to get me to buy something I didn't want. And I defeated her, and she was like so dejected. And I was like, fucking deserve it, you stupid bitch. Trying to sell me on something that I didn't want. Fuck corporations. It's just that attitude right there that you'll want this. Trust me, you will like this. How do you know I'm going to like that?
Are you mad, bro?
Oh, good.
You mad?
Taking calls. 347-826-7667. Here's the area code block number. Who are you? What's on your mind? Who's this?
Yo, Vince. What's up?
Oh, it's motherfucking crappy airbags up in this. What's up, airbags?
Nothing, man. Nothing. I was up in Manhattan. I couldn't go last night. I would have went, but my children were so glycemically loaded that they fucking were trying to commit suicide, so I stuck around. But I went up today, and I was surprised. There was I really went from point A to point B and all over. I mean, I had friends up there from Saturday, and they said there was a lot of people there, but I guess I missed the curve today. It was kind of a drag.
What did you see, though? Who did you talk to? What was the most interesting thing that caught your eye? At one point, though, you sounded very disappointed. You're just like, dude, there's more people in your chat room than there is in this fucking protest.
Yeah, I've been part of, you know, I did the whole anti-war thing back in the day down in D.C. when we were getting 200,000 and 300,000 people, and I think my expectations were just out of whack, you know.
Were you expecting more than 900,000?
I was expecting more than 900,000. I had heard they had all gone up to that one park. I talked to a couple people. Everybody I talked to was really cool. I talked to a couple people. Apparently there was two arrests yesterday. Right across from Liberty Park, there's a Bank of America. And they actually vanned two dudes for having bandanas around their neck, supposedly, because they thought they were going to pull them up. And I guess the rule is in New York City, you're allowed to cover your face, but not during a demonstration and not more than a group of two. So they vanned those two guys for having the bandanas ready. But I talked to a bunch of cool people. I hope they have the stay in power that they need. I hope they occupy Wall Street for their 2 months. I'm going to go back up, not next weekend, but the weekend after that, and probably stay Saturday, Sunday night if they're still all there. So, yeah, and I don't know what the fuck's up with Ref Ref, man. I think Ref Ref was vaporware.
Well, it really doesn't make sense if you think about the technology.
None of it made sense. They said
there's
a file you upload to.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, yeah, just the explanations of the technology. I don't know if that.
Putting Java inside of a DOS. It really doesn't make sense.
The only thing I could, you know, there was an Apache exploit that was exposed for multi-part file uploads. When you give it a bunch of concurrent byte ranges at once, the server kind of munches itself to death. But, and, you know, like 90% of all Crapache servers are vulnerable. That's the only thing I could think of that even
came close to it. But what did Java have to do with it?
No, that you could write that thing with JavaScript. You could write that exploit with fucking Notepad in like 20 minutes. But, and it's, by the way, it's the same tricks that Jester had when they posted Jester's shell client on Pastebin, and he had all those byte range offsets for the multi-part file upload in his shell. It's the same exact fucking thing. It's not novel, so. I don't know what they're doing. I think they were just trying to scare everybody.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a letdown because, you know, I was hoping they had some magical DDoS tool, and it just turned out.
Dude, wait a second. Bro, we're just getting started, bro. We're occupying Wall Street here, dude.
Simmer down. This is the first inning, bro. We're still in the fucking first inning, dude.
Just all right.
I know. I feel bad.
Everybody wants to see a home run. Everybody wants to see a home run. The market hasn't even opened yet. The market hasn't even reacted. Who's to say some anonymous individuals don't flash trade the shit out of opening round on Monday and the fucking whole thing doesn't drop over 9,000 points instantly?
It's over 9,000!
Dude.
And I thought it was interesting that anonymous Sabu started to tweet again.
Buckle up, kid.
That was actually really interesting.
Just get started, man. This is like at the on the roller coaster. You're just going.
All right, can I give a backstory on this Sabu thing?
Yeah, please.
Please indulge us.
Well, there was a chat that he popped into earlier that day and was just talking about all the current ops and everything. And then it got really quiet in the chat room, and then he got upset, and then you saw him tweeting. So I'm guessing it was because he was this CMD cat or Anon Sabu decided that he was going to try to use Sabu's name in IRC to try to dox people, and that's probably what upset him out of everything.
He just tweeted 24 minutes ago.
He did again?
Yeah, which
about
there was,
Beast?
No, he just he tweeted the word no in German, I think. Is that Nein?
Nein. Yep. Uh-huh, sure.
To City of Flint, so I don't know what they're doing, but he erased his tweets from some of the earlier tweets, but he left a lot of them up. Maybe he didn't, but I thought it was real interesting that he started to tweet again, and the Wongs chimed right in. So I think the Wongs is offspring of Sabu, or at least he gave him the keys. He gave him the keys to all the good shell booters.
Huh. I talked to Charlie today.
On the phone?
No. On Twitter.
Calling him by his first name, huh?
Yeah, we're on first name basis.
There you go.
He's Charlie.
Dude,
I'm Jackal.
He sent me a fantastical video, man. I love that track he used. I gotta find that track, man. He like listened to all of our names and stuff. Like we're, I don't know. I almost feel like
that video was great. You know what? The video he did before that, where you're gonna pay. You didn't know me. What you didn't pay me what you owe me. I don't know who is that. Does anybody know?
No, he's got fantastic fruity musical taste for sure. He would be a great gay club DJ here in San Francisco. I think once he's legal and everything's straightened out, he should be a DJ in San Francisco. He'll do great. And he can moonlight as like a IT professional for one of these outfits. God knows who. They're everywhere. You drive down Highway 101. I drove down up and down Highway 101 today. And going and coming both ways, once you go through the Peninsula Corridor there, it's just – and that's where Facebook is, YouTube, Google, Microsoft's got property there, Cisco, Yahoo. It's just the fucking Silicon Alley right there. And it's just – in every fucking billboard is some different, you know, new, I would suppose, startup. Just shit out of nowhere, and everything's cloud. Everything's cloud this, cloud that, cloud dick, cloud here, cloud there. I'm a cloud, you're a cloud. Wouldn't you be like fucking cloud too? What's up with that? Are you guys all in the clouds right now? What the hell?
I have some stuff on the cloud.
I don't know. And anyway, I got more calls. I got more calls.
DDoS.
Yeah, for sure. And that's why LawSec.com stayed up.
Yeah, because they were hosted by Cloudflare.
Yeah.
Speaking of lulls and sex, Goose Cream Soup is in the building now. Hello, honey. Welcome to the show. Where are the ladies? Where's your girlfriend, Emmy, bro? Is she going to call in before the night's over?
Yeah, she just DM'd me and said she'll be out soon.
All right, let's take a call. I got another caller here waiting patiently. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Yo.
Yo, who's that?
Reefer.
Reefer, what's up, dude? What's on your mind tonight?
Nothing much. What's up with all the, like, the loving in the Bay? Like, it started out like stop the hating in the Bay. Now there's just, like, loving and fucking all over the place.
Make like love, not war, baby.
Yeah. I'm feeling left out, though.
Yeah, well, tell me about it, dude. I'm waiting for a chick to call in. I'm still waiting for the first chick of the night to call in. I don't know what the hell the problem is. See, this is the bad thing about Kishu rage quitting for a little bit is I don't have a consistent female co-host anymore. So I was, you know, Emmy does a great job when she can, but you know, ladies, if you're out there listening, I am auditioning new female co-hosts. You don't have to commit on a nightly basis, but whenever you can do it, let me know. Hit me up.
Well, rumor has it that Goose Cream Soup owes Emmy a phone call.
Kinky.
So, Goosey?
Did you say Goosey or Goofy?
I said Goosey.
Goosey. Okay, that's what I thought, because, you know, I have Goofy Bone that calls in sometimes. Throw me up there. Oh, we have Airbags and Teabags officially both in the chat room now. That's good to see. I was worried. We have two of the three crappies in attendance. Good to know. Got another caller here.
There's actually four crappies, Vince.
I don't doubt there's got to be over 9,000 crappies at this point.
What's the fourth crappy?
9,000?! There's no way that could be right!
It's a close cousin of Crappy Tea Bags, known as Crappy Tea Bagger.
Oh.
All right, let's see if this is a chick. I got another call. Let's see if this is a chick. Go ahead, caller from area code 510. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, this is a chick. Just calling to say hi. Bye.
Hey, chick. What's going on, honey? What's your name and what's on your mind? Oh, that's it? That's it. No, she really just did that.
She just trolled you, bro.
Well, we've officially got a chick on the air. That's good to know. Technically, had a chick on the air tonight. Good. Good times. I have a bunch of douches. That's close to, you know, they don't have vaginas, but they can be inserted into them. I'm talking about Jeff, Jackal, Crappy Airbags, and Reefer. And
so we're douches now?
Yeah, you guys are douchey. You're not douches. You're just kind of douchey.
Yeah, I can take that.
I can take that.
Right.
I was called a dick today, so that's fine.
I'd rather be a douche than a dick.
I know, right?
Yeah, at least you get to go in. Well, I guess both get to go in, but, you know. Yeah.
But not full-on douche, though. I would just say just kind of douche tendencies. So douchey.
Yeah.
Well, you're usually douching in a dirty place, so I think I'd rather be a dick than a douche.
Yeah, but would you rather be a douche or a dick flob? Yeah, that'll be
That's a good one.
Decisions.
Douche-tastic.
Oh, yeah, motherfuckers.
Those are like douchebag Sunday.
6-7-6-6-7. Ladies, call in. Don't be shy. We won't bite. Oh, the lady called back in, but her hand's not up. If you want to...
Force her on the radio.
Huh?
Just force her on the radio.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not for it. If she wants to get on the air, press 1, and I'll...
force her, Vince. Force her. yeah, force her.
Oh, God. T-minus 53 minutes till what?
Till scrolling.
The scroll-a-thon?
Yep.
Is Artie's World here? No, thank God.
No, we can call him in.
It's fine. It's okay. He's probably. Right, it's fine. It's good. Okay, the lady's back. You guys, relax. Hey, everybody. Yeah. Hey, come on, you guys. Let's look alive here. We got the lady's back. Let's see what she has to say this time. Go ahead. 5-0 caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, this is Jem Wing. That's what my current name is. I'm sorry. Jim. I don't really have anything to say, but I like listening to you guys, and I decided to poke fun at you.
Thanks for poking.
You can poke me anytime. honey. I'm sorry. I didn't get your. I didn't quite get your name. It's Jen.
Gemling. I have.
Gem? Like gem?
Yeah,
like
very,
the.
Is this your Twitter handle?
Yeah, it's my Twitter
like
name.
Like a fruit gem? Like the candy?
Yeah.
Like a gem?
Gem?
Like a gem stone, except it's spelled with a J.
Oh, nice.
J-E-M. Like.
Yeah.
Okay. It's okay.
Know.
Got it.
Don't ask me
Jen. Isn't that sort of like an old school, like 80s Barbie rival doll thing? Jem?
No. Well,
no, I think so. I think, in fact, I'm going to look at
it. Okay,
right
maybe it is, but it's not where I got the idea.
Where'd you get the idea then?
Yeah, it is a Jem doll.
I got it when I was 10 years old, so who knows where exactly it came from.
So about 4 years
ago? I thought it was pretty. No, I'm 20 now.
Oh, okay.
There's a gem TV.
You're 20? I don't believe it. You sound like you're 16. Are you kidding me?
I am 20.
We're going to really card fun. You.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how old are you?
The bouncer didn't card you at the
Wall Street? I'm not at Wall Street. I'm in Oakland area.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, right on. So
are you going to Op Art tomorrow?
Yeah.
I am going to school tomorrow.
Oh.
All
give school
the way
start
over in Concord.
Oh.
Which sucks, because I wish I could be at Operation BART all the time. I'm just like, why? Why do I have to have class? Why do I have to have chem lab instead of going to Operation BART? It so sucks.
Is, what's your major then?
Environmental science.
Then it's environmental science to see how trains work.
I like trains.
Yeah.
Yeah, likes trains. Who in the chat likes a train?
Yeah. Who wants a train right now?
I like to pull trains.
I have no fucking
clue.
Oh,
dudes. X25 Princess just tweeted me. I'm trying to get her to call into the show.
Does she like trains?
You guys should urge her to call the show.
I like how you use that. Yeah, her chicken thinks you're cute.
She doesn't. She doesn't. She had her tweets protected for a while. She's unprotected now. So let it.
Kind of risky.
I love that name, Lilith.
Is she, like, named after the X-25 packet layer protocol or what?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Oh, here we go. So, check this out. I, you know what? I didn't give PETA enough credit. They are now launching a porn site in the name of animal rights. Now, I don't know. Are they going to be animal porn? Is it going to be animal porn? What the hell's going on?
Doesn't that kind of take away from animal rights, though? Like, fucking force an animal to do porn?
Are they going to pay the animals to perform this pornography? I don't know. This is crazy. People for the ethical treatment of animals.
People or the animal.
No stranger to attention-grabbing campaigns featuring nude women. They plan to launch a pornography website in the name of animal rights. That's right, the nonprofit organization whose controversial campaigns draw criticism from women's rights groups said it hopes to raise awareness of veganism through a mix of pornography and graphic footage of animal suffering.
So right in the middle of your forum.
So they're just going to be like, they're going to have like a montage.
You know what
they
plan on
like,
doing?
They're going to have a montage.
Whacking off and eating burgers.
Yeah, they're going to have a montage of fucking elephants at the circus getting fucking tased and shit, and then it's going to cut to, you know, Sienna West. Sienna West is going to be giving a blowjob to
a donkey.
Yeah, a donkey. Yeah,
a donkey getting cut open.
All the names of animal rights, folks. There you go, PETA.
Now, are you a member of PETA?
Employer.
Or you just work
my,
there?
Full disclosure, my former employer.
Are you a member?
I'm still on the mailing list. I'm no longer a.
I'm on the mailing list.
I think you're eternally on the mailing list, but I haven't donated since like 2010 or something like that.
I always thought it was fucking crazy.
I was a vegetarian for 8 years. I used to do a lot of activist video. Before I even worked for PETA, I used to do a lot of activist video. You know the Sea Shepherd? I used to that they do that. They have that. I think it's A&E has a series now called Whale Wars with the Sea Shepherd. I remember cutting together a documentary of footage from the Sea Shepherd years ago. A friend of mine was a hardcore activist. I have to get her on the show. I haven't talked to her in a while, but she did a big tour on that, a couple of tours on the Sea Shepherd, and got down on the ice and got footage of, you know, well, plenty of footage of, you know, seals being clubbed and skinned alive and all that crap. It's fucking disgusting. But also, like, straight up, like, confrontations on the ice with the sealers and stuff. Like, it's pretty fucking intense shit, man. Like, this activism shit, the direct action campaigns and stuff, regardless of whether you agree or disagree, you have to admit that these people are doing some ballsy shit, man. And there's a lot of things you can do within the boundaries of the law, you know, or teetering on the boundaries of the law, and still get away with just being civil disobedience and not even getting charged with anything, that, you know. And at best, maybe you get a misdemeanor. Like, but see, that's the thing, is what eventually, if you start setting precedents, which is what I think this Operation BART thing is starting to do, is they're already starting to suggest, you know, citing these people with misdemeanors now if they get cited more than one time in 90 days or some shit like that.
Yeah. How do you feel about that? And then they also thinking about giving them restraining orders.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that's necessary. But honestly, I was surprised they weren't getting cited with misdemeanors to begin with. Like, I just kind of presumed, like, when I was at that second Operation BART where they arrested – was it the second one or the third one where they arrested Christoph, and I rode by him when he was getting banned? The second one. I just assumed that he got cited with a misdemeanor charge. Yeah. But he didn't. They don't. They just they show up in court and there's no charges. They don't. It's nothing. They're just cited, and they don't give them anything. Not even a ticket. It's not even like a parking ticket. Well, some of them
get the equivalent. It still goes on your record and stuff, right?
I don't think he's had anything actually stick.
Negative. It does not go on your record, nor does his.
Oh, that's good.
Ticket.
I was thinking like this whole. California's three strikes. Well, does that mean if you're a protester and they catch you three times, you're out? I really don't know enough about the legal system, and that's really embarrassing.
I don't either. I don't know what's going
on
with that.
Dude, the cops don't either. Nobody knows every single law. You know, especially in a town like San Francisco, which has so many state laws and municipal laws on top of, you know, the already existing federal laws. I think we have Emmy here now. Let me double check. Is this Emmy?
Yes, it is.
Aw, yeah. Emmy in the building. What's up, girl? You're here live now with Jem, Reefer, Crappy Airbags, Jackal Anon, and Jeff. Say hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello, Emmy.
Bonjour, Jackal.
Howdy. How are you doing?
I'm tired.
So you sold tons and tons of tranny porn to this dude?
I sold 6 tranny porn. $500.
Vince, I didn't know you shopped at her store.
That was supposed to be something that we just keep off air. There's certain things that are not for broadcast. That's what I mean when I put something in there. I say N. FV, not for broadcast. That's what that means. And big NFB. That doesn't mean
not your fucking business.
Yeah. Well, that means not somebody else's fucking business. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. You know, he kind of looks like what I imagine you look like, Cuban.
He's sending you pictures now.
I don't have to send anybody pictures, dude. My docs are out there. I'm on the interwebs. It's not hard.
I know. I've watched your videos, watched everything. I have a really cool video I'm ready to let everybody see. Can I do that tonight?
What video is that, Jackal?
It's the one I posted the screenshot of real quick.
That video. Okay. Well, how about this? How about this? If you can get X Princess or X 25 Princess to call into the show, I'll let you release it.
I don't know her that well. I've never chatted with her.
I'll
go after.
Yeah, yeah. See if you can urge her to.
I'll just send her one.
You don't have to urge her, but you can ask her. How about
I'll just send one very nice tweet and see.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, put a little floater out there, a little test balloon, see what happens. I sent her my number. I think she's afraid to call my show.
I can understand that.
I don't know why. I mean, she had no problem talking
exactly
fucking
why.
Ear off.
Is there some thing where like guys aren't afraid? They'll call even if they have nothing to say, and girls don't want to call unless they want to talk about. Is there something like that going on?
I don't know.
You lost me. You totally lost me on that.
Well, like a lot of the time, I listen to your show and I want to say something, but I don't want to get into the chat room because I don't want the radio station privy to all my Facebook info. And I don't want to call because I don't have any different thoughts in my mind to say. So, I call almost every day.
Yeah, we're just BSing until the next show comes on.
It's all filler, dude. It's all filler until the next show.
Yeah.
Oh, I just have an important announcement, though.
Oh, please do. A sex exclusive, I hope?
It's not explicit, unfortunately.
Oh. All right. Yes, just tell us anyway.
There's people in Colorado listening to the show.
There's people in Colorado listening to the show?
If there is, they need to attend the Denver US Day of Rage, October 1st.
Nice.
So much rage at the week.
Hey, you know who seems pretty down with the whole Operation Wall Street thing is Peter Fonda. At least on Twitter, he seems pretty much down for the cause.
Same as Lupe Fiasco.
I think all the dirty leftover hippies are having some flashbacks of the olden days, and they're like, "Oh, you crazy kids! I remember those days. Yeah, oh yeah, free love, baby. Yeah, do it, kids, do it. Get it on tape. Yeah."
Sounds like some creepy hippies, dude.
That's my Peter Fonda. I don't know about where
like, if they want videos, I'm afraid what they're gonna do with those videos. Like, those are some fucking creepy hippies.
There's nothing wrong with being a hippie.
Yeah, but there is if you're like asking kids to take videos of them doing crazy shit. Like, that's just kind of weird.
Kids don't need to be told that they take videos doing crazy shit.
Oh, no.
All right, dude. I'm live tweeting Peter Fonda right now. See if you can get him to call the show right now.
If he really sounds like that, I'm going to shit myself.
He's on. He's obviously on right now. He's in the zone. He should call in right now. It's fucking super good.
Man, no one I want to talk to is on Skype right now.
I don't care about that. We're trying to get Peter Fonda on the show right now. We got 35 minutes. I'm going to try to get Peter Fonda on my show right now. So you guys go ahead and figure shit out. I'm going to try to up the ante here. Get the guy from fucking Easy Rider on. How about that?
Motor Mouse should call in, just to call in, because you keep on muting him in the chat.
Yeah. Motor Math has to come and join the orgy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it's getting too hot and heavy.
Yeah, it's all that tranny porn.
Yeah. So how about trains?
Trains? I still don't understand how they came up with trains from the environment. How did you come up with that? What's the connection?
Trains ride on the environment.
Yeah, they're good for the environment, theoretically, more than a car.
Well, I don't know, but still, you know, on top of the environment.
What was that? I'm sorry?
I said we're not talking about the sexual term.
We can, but we were talking about
cars. I was talking about trains. I was talking about like fucking choo choo trains. I don't know what
trains,
you guys are talking about.
Trains, all the same way. You know the things that go choo choo.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Dude, who has a train whistle?
Amy, what do you want to talk about?
I don't know.
This sounds like the goddamn, what do they call it? The general
assembly.
General assembly. It's just a bunch of people just. Talking about, I don't know what you're going to talk about. I don't know what you want to talk
about.
Well,
about trains.
I want to talk about trains.
We actually have a subject now.
Which is trains?
Okay. No, it's not trains.
No.
I was at a general assembly in SF on the Day of Rage. The group kind of split up. Some people decided to go and march around and see and get inside a bank, and then a lot of us were thinking, well, wait a second, that's just a branch, there are a bunch of minimum wage workers in there, and so we had a general assembly. And at first, it was like, okay, how do we do this? And there were a bunch of people from overseas. There was like maybe three people from Spain. There was someone from Israel. There was, Israel? Pakistan? Yeah, Israel. There was someone from Egypt, and there was someone from Italy. And after a while, we kind of settled on, okay, this is how we're going to do business and stuff. But I noticed something interesting. The second we all dispersed, about an hour later, the group mind kind of dispersed, I guess, along with us. And it was like, okay, how are we supposed to do everything now that we're not together anymore? It was just kind of interesting that way.
Did you see the banjo player go inside of the bank?
No, I didn't follow the people who went down marching down the street.
Okay. Yeah, they went inside of a bank and played music. It was interesting.
Oh, yeah. Well, at Op Bart, we had a string quartet, so there.
Now what?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And the protesters were provided wine and cheese by local wineries, and there was a great reception afterwards. And then we all went to the Giants game together. It was actually fantastical.
Fuck.
Can't wait for tomorrow.
Fuck.
You're not a Giants fan?
That's what we're doing tomorrow. We're fucking on Bart. Everybody get naked with the naked guys and go on Bart.
I'm already naked.
That'll be
interesting.
Multitasking can be so annoying.
It can be so fun, too, though.
Yeah, well, I'm grilling peaches above a hot stove, so I'm sweating.
Is that why you're sweating?
That is why I'm sweating. I'm sweating because I'm right above a grill.
Okay.
About the grill? You're grilling something right now?
Yes, I'm grilling food.
What are you cooking exactly? What do you got on the barbecue?
Peaches. I'm going to go with peaches.
Yes.
I'm
going to
go with cheese. I don't have a very good imagination.
I think it's peaches.
Do I hear peaches?
Is it
peaches? Why would you be grilling peaches? No, of course not. I guess grilling some chicken. Grilling chicken.
He says peaches because he heard me say peaches.
Because I was listening.
All right. If you're just joining us, I'm trying to get Peter Fonda on the show. He's tweeting right now. I'm trying to get him to call in and talk about Occupy Wall Street, which is continuing and ongoing, kind of like Op Kanye. It's continuing and ongoing. Expect it. And expect this program, this cavalcade of mediocrity, to continue for another half an hour. I got a full board right now. I got Jeff. Jeff, you've been a little bit quiet. What's going on with you right now, man? What anything you'd like to contribute at this point? It's been a little quiet over there.
He's still here.
Jeff, did you rage quit and not tell us?
No, man, I didn't. I was putting my kids to bed, and I'm listening, so I'm doing the parent thing.
Oh, right on. I hear that. That's probably why Crappy Airbags is being so quiet as well. If you're just joining me, it's Vince in the Bay. We got a half hour to go. We have been checking in from time to time throughout the night with various checking in with the protesters down there in Lower Manhattan. Things have kind of quieted down. I haven't really looked in recently, but you know, that protest is continuing and ongoing. And if anybody out there is listening who has been to the protest and wants to call in and contribute their story, we got a half hour to go. I'm kind of curious to hear some experiences, because that seems like the consensus on Twitter, because I've been following this on Twitter, and everybody's like griping about, oh, there's no media coverage. Nobody in the media is listening. What's going on? First of all, the media, they take the weekend off too, you know, just like Wall Street, believe it or not. Don't worry, they're going to talk about it eventually. But it's just no media. No media. But then the media that they have up, they keep playing the same loop of the same goddamn anonymous video. I'm so sick of that video too, by the way. It's like they got that guy Cenk from the Young Turks saying, uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. And then it goes into like a Rage Against the Machine song. And it's just over and over and on a loop. I just wanted to kill myself. I was like, show me.
Anyone annoyed.
You don't like Anonymous?
No, I'm just saying.
I didn't say that. No,
dude,
it's not that.
Over
just
again.
Mix it up. You know, put in some new videos.
Okay.
After a while, though, I guess after a while, they accumulate enough videos that they generate from the actual live feeds. And I think that sort of picks up the slack after a while, because there was a time. That's what's cool, is you can go back and just click on those past things. But it's too bad it doesn't like automatically play that stuff and then interrupt you when the live comes back. Or maybe I just haven't figured out live stream. But I'm surprised there weren't more live streams. I only saw like two or three. I thought there'd be like a bazillion, and I'd have like, you know, a big checkerboard on my screen of cams.
That'd be pretty cool.
That's kind of what what's his name? Up No Pro was trying to, I think he was trying to envision. He was saying, it's like, oh, I could get 32 simultaneous videos running, blah, blah, blah. I was like, wow, okay.
Yeah, you just use the Pace HTML site and just put in your embed codes, and then it would just work.
Bada bing, bada boom. Yeah, X25 Princess. So far, we're trying to get either X25 Princess or Peter Fonda on the show. X25 Princess or Peter Fonda. I'll settle for either one.
So you're not settling for Jackal and On and Reefer and Emmy?
No, I'm over you guys. I'm totally over you guys. Fresh meat. I want fresh meat. Peter Fonda, and I want X25 Princess.
I want X25 too. She's my new hero.
Why is she your hero?
Well, it says like in her bio, which could be just a raging lie, but she writes for Frack and 2600. Frack's like my all-time favorite online web publication.
All-time favorite?
All-time favorite.
Wow.
Sorry, bro.
That's pretty cool.
More than Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition?
That's not really like an online thing. I think I have like one copy of that from when I was like 12, and then I was like, I got the fucking internet. And
what's this internet thing?
I don't know.
Just whack off.
Is it like a bunch of tubes in like a wall?
I think it's tubes with mice inside of it.
Mice.
That's exactly what it is. I've done my networking stuff. I got my certifications, and believe it or not, earthworms.
That's pretty cool.
That is
not really. Pretty gross.
How do magnets work?
They just do. It's magic.
Just that awesome.
I mean, if you really want me to explain it, I could.
No, I'm fine.
Yeah, I did that once. Like, some guy was trolling me. He's like, well, how do magnets work? I gave him like a 3-page essay on how magnets work.
Magnets? Yeah.
Yeah, magnets.
Cool.
I'm just waiting for somebody to ask me how radio works, and I'm going to just go off on them. That'll be the day.
How does Sexy Fox work?
I don't know. I've never been there.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
I'm not like a big Anon guy. I'm just like, I support Anon, but I don't consider myself one of them. So I don't like to look at their porn.
Pictures?
Did you see the one that the Suicide Girls did for us?
Oh my god.
I used to have like their app on my iPod Touch for like, I don't know why, but you know, in case I didn't have internet.
You're perfect.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, this is an intense conversation.
Cool story, bro.
Where's our host at? Like pushing.
I know. This is the forum of titans. knocking off top content.
Right, he cares is about other people that are not actually on the phone.
I know. We should just like strike and never come back, and we'll like fucking call into some like basketball news talk show.
So I'll call in
and talk about like hacking and.
Speaking of which, we need help.
Hold on. Does everybody know that I have a BTR? I just have never used it.
What's that? No.
Yeah, I should do a show.
You should like at the same time Vince's, and then we'll all call into yours.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's how. That's how I've had people troll me like that before. Yeah, it's a good time. Yeah.
But where they have failed, we will prevail. And stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, go ahead. We'll see what happens. Yeah.
Wait, what are we doing?
We're declaring
that's
war.
The thing is, the troll show never works out because the whole idea of trolling is it's not your show. You're invading another show.
No, we'll have a legitimate show. Like, I was planning on having a legitimate show anyways. It's just that my time slot would just happen to be very similar to your time slot.
So you would turn my show into the troll show. I would start trolling you.
Yeah.
How about I call your number
die.
With my
I've watched the troll war before. I have no problems doing it again.
You want to troll against Anonymous?
I didn't say I was trolling against Anonymous. I thought I was trolling against the Jackal show.
It's going to be.
You saying it was going to be an Anonymous show?
Yeah, I was actually planning on giving it.
Oh, wow. That's ballsy.
I was planning on giving the password out to like anybody that I actually trusted, and anybody can do a show.
And then I get published in the book?
Do you trust me?
I don't know. Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like this password's real hard to get. So I can, you trust me? Oh,
actually, I think
sure,
I've talked
whatever.
To you in IRC before.
Yeah, with CWN doing the news thingy.
Yeah, that's why I know I can trust you.
Yeah. That is coming along very slow.
We'll get it going. It'll be the best site on the interwebs.
Yeah. Yeah, I have like all these crazy ideas, and then CWN's all like, those are outrageous. And like, yeah, so that's pretty much it every day.
Well, he's actually not on the show right now, so why don't you bounce off the ideas? We can just do it.
Okay.
Once he calls then he can have his say.
All right, that's like how I usually do business, behind people's backs.
Well, except for he's listening to us.
I know, right? He's gonna like
except it's being cataloged and timestamped right here on Blog Talk Radio.
I'm telling you, do I chop them like I normally do? Or do I do it in that part? Chop two.
So where's Operation Get Reefer laid?
Do you need one?
What? The way I normally do them, right?
We can do that right now. Do you want to facilitate that right now? We can get the ladies in the mood if you want.
My libido is like a dead rat, so it's just like, I'll take it whenever.
That's not good at all.
347-826-7667 is the number. Don't be shy, kids. There's plenty of time to get in on this. Crappy airbags. You've been quiet for a while, dude. What are you doing? Are you playing with yourself over there?
Nah, I got a new contract. I have to scan all my paperwork, and you mute me if I don't mute myself, so I'm self-policing.
Oh, good times. Good times.
And I still don't have any weed, and I'm taking donations, and sobriety fucking sucks because I don't drink.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty cool.
Well,
I
don't
drink
either.
It's changing my brain chemistry, you know. I wasn't, like, dreaming anymore because I was getting, like, 2 hours of sleep because of Vince in the Bay, and I was perpetually high. And my brain chemistry is, like, radically changing now that I've stopped smoking weed. And I'm, like, dreaming about all kinds of crazy shit now, you know. Like, 5 dreams a night I'm making up for lost time.
I've had some pretty awesome dreams lately.
I think I've actually been dreaming about going to protest, just, like, really taking up my half of my brain or something, and the other half is voted, and why do I have to cook onions?
Well, you have to make a pilgrimage to the Wall of Lulz.
I think there should be a Wall of Lulz in San Francisco.
Hey, Vince, I just want Cherry Bomb to know that Halcyon is okay. He checked in. He's back. I don't know why he's not back on the show. I think he's still a little scared of the show.
What's wrong with the
show? And rightfully, he should. I'd be scared of this show, too, if I were him. He knows why.
Why? Because all of your IP belong to us in your Blog Talk Radio console?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Daddy. You better hope Vince isn't a fed.
Vince is fed.
Dude, it's Vince in the Bay. Yeah. It's not Vince in the Fed, dude. Get it straight, yo.
You've never told us what your day job is.
Yeah, Vince, that's what I was wondering. How do you make all your money, bro?
One at a time, please. Somebody sounds like they're cleaning up dishes. Who's doing the dishes?
What dishes sound like that?
All right. My day job, I don't know if you looked at my Twitter account. My Twitter account pretty much tells you the whole fucking story. If you go to my Twitter account and look at a bounce.
What does that sound?
That ain't fucking dishes.
Who's doing dishes?
Who's like cleaning their dishes with a rock?
I'm a internet radio personality, news addict, Twitter junkie, international trends forecaster, videographer, editor, documentarian, narrator, voice of God,
somebody
announcer,
like
sound guy in California.
Works against the
voice of God?
Yes.
Every time voice of God, you'll never replace him, Vince.
No, it's a term that's used in industry lingo when you're doing a live event. And, there's timed intervals when you're assembling and unassembling. They have pre-recorded things where, like, the conference will start in 3 minutes. Please take your seats. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's the voice of God.
That's cool.
So God is pretty automated.
The conference will reconvene in 5 minutes. Please take your seats now.
So is God pre-automated or what? Like everything God has done.
It's like a sampler.
It
depends. You have different machines that you can trigger it with. It could be as simple as just MP3s on an iPod that you feed into the soundboard, or you can have, like, I've had pretty elaborate setups where you have like essentially like a machine that's like a sampler that you can just trigger these preload them in these buttons and trigger them whenever you need to do them.
I'm like most
people. Really,
it's a poor man's announcer that you only use your vocal cords one time.
So God, economical.
Unlike this show, which is just babbling on endlessly.
Okay, what that needs more pepper. What?
I'm sorry, you need some more pepper? I'm sorry, you want some more pepper? Is that what you're saying? Is this show not spicy enough for you?
I'm talking to somebody else, hang on.
Oh my God, you people. Here, let me get some spice up.
It's my
mother! I can't
That's some of my work. That's some of my, I worked as a, that's a sample of my Voice of God work.
What a silly Negro.
Yeah, good times.
Jim.
Yeah?
How's your peaches?
I'm not doing pizza.
No,
what
you're...
Your peaches. My pieces of what?
No, the peaches that you're grilling.
Oh, the peaches! Peaches are done. Now I'm on onion, and apparently I haven't made enough peppers.
What are you putting this all together as?
I have a little cooking job that I do on Mondays and Fridays for some woman who can't cook in her life.
That's pretty
nice. Make some grilled pizzas and onions.
She loves onions.
I don't know why, but that sounds fucked up.
Do you like zucchini and bread?
I've never had it. Don't plan on trying it either. Why? It sounds really good.
All right, we've pretty much lost complete control of the course of the show, and that's kind of sort of the point, I guess. It's disorderly conduct. What do you want? It's the fucking internet. It's Vince in the Bay. We're going to wrap it up here in a bit, though. There's plenty of time to get in on this, though. I'm talking about you folks that listen to the show and don't call in. You should think about mixing it up here and catching me off guard and calling in. But whatever. Shouts out to the people who have stuck it out to the end. A lot of people in the chat room still 100 people. Wait a second. Motormouth News, it's not time to scroll yet. We can't.
That's why
Shagmy is here. Where did Shagmy come from? Has he been here this whole time? Oh, God. They're already scrolling.
Omar
in the
had
chat
him
room.
Until like. What?
Well, whatever. I'm going to give a shout out.
Yeah, Omar went to bed.
100PZ, Bob Bobbington. Cherry Bomb, Crappy Airbags, Crappy Teabags, Cyber War News, Flyover Territory. Big ups to Eric from Flyover Territory, a fellow Blog Talk Radio hoster and friend of the show. Goose Cream Soup, she looks like she's passed out, but I hope she's having sweet dreams. Glad to see her tuning in tonight.
You heard me a conversation on your show.
Oh, yeah, in the green room with me, the three of us. And Jackal, of course, too.
Well, why me?
I don't know. Why not?
Why not?
I like you. I'm
you like
me?
I'm,
don't
I'm,
like me? What the
I'm,
fuck?
I'm Vincent the Gay for you.
Oh.
I see how it is. I
Who else do we have in the chat
out.
Room? Hang on. I'm trying to get through all these chat room shout outs so I don't have to do it later. Also, Lead by Example, thank you for listening. Motormouth News, thank you for tuning in and holding
and
off.
And for scrolling.
Yeah, no, thank you for not scrolling, please, until the allotted time. I'm like, think of me as Michael Bloomberg, okay? Just think of me as Michael Bloomberg. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there's a time and place for scrolling, okay? Now, that time and place, we'll provide it for you. It's at the end of the show. Once the show ends and the broadcast is finished, that's when you can do the scrolling. No, excuse me, Shagmy. Do I have to go on timeout, Shagmy? Okay, fine, Shagmy. You are on timeout for a violation. 2 minutes. 2 minutes for scrolling, Shagmy. 2 minutes. Anyways, I'm Michael Bloomberg, and think of this as downtown Manhattan, okay? There'll be no scrolling, and we provide a time and a place for you to scroll, and that's at the end of the show, okay? If anybody else wants to be on timeout, we'll put you on timeout. A little mutation. Wait, how did Bob Bobbington get muted? He didn't even violate anything. See, that's inherent in the system. They're just fucked up shit inherent in the system. Bob Bobbington didn't deserve to be muted. What the hell? I didn't authorize that.
All right, my time.
I've lost control of the show. Hey. Let's take a call. Hang on. Let's take this call here. 802, caller. Who's this? 802 area code.
Hello, Vince. It's Wendigo.
Yo, Wendigo. What up? Scranton nigga.
I always thought Wendigo was a girl.
Yeah,
dude,
me too.
I was always like thinking a girl. Kind of ruining my hopes there. Thanks, bro.
You just killed like four fantasies of mine.
I'm sorry.
Only three of mine.
I can talk like a little girl if it makes. No, I won't. But...
All right,
get my bag
yet
up there, Wendigo?
Hang on a second. Huh? I gotta. These guys are seriously. I gotta put ref is a lie on mute. Not that I don't disagree with his handle is for his behavior in the chat room. He's trying to pre-scroll. No pre-scrolling, please.
Yo, Jackal.
Yo, oh yeah, hey Jackal, yeah, yo, what's up? I'm right here.
Yo, what's up?
What's up?
Yo, dog, I heard you like yo-yos.
I do like yo-yos.
All right, do you want me to play with your yo-yo?
I'll play with his yo-yo.
How did Flyover Territory get muted? He did nothing. What the hell is going on here?
That's exactly why.
I didn't even hear what Emmy had to say.
He said I'd play with your yo-yo.
Anytime.
All right. Before we lose complete control of the show, and thank God there's only 9 minutes to go, we got to check back in one more time. Got to check back in with what's going on down there in Lower Manhattan. We've been talking in to folks and checking in periodically. We haven't piped it in recently, so I'm going to try it one more time, see if we can get this going. Let's see what's going down there. This we're cutting now. If you're just joining us, we've been talking about this all night. The day of rage was yesterday, and these kids are occupying Wall Street. And they're down there at the park in Lower Manhattan. They're demonstrating. They're up all night. And let's see what's going on down there now. They were chanting and singing Kumbaya and doing all kinds of stuff earlier. Let's see what's going on there now. All right, let's cut that. Let's bring that up.
Show your tits! Show your tits! Show your tits!
Oh, wow.
Show your tits!
Oh, it sounds
show
like it's
tits.
Pretty down there
show
now.
Your
wow.
Tits.
All right, can we cut that? Cut that. Yeah, that's... I don't know if crappy airbags, or I'm sorry, crappy tires, or Shari Wongs might be listening, but it sounds like that might not be suitable for broadcast. So, yeah, there you go. That's the demonstrations down there. Occupy Wall Street. The markets are going to open in, about 6 hours now? Isn't that 6 a.m. my time? 9 a.m.? Is it 9 or 9:30? The markets open. I don't know. We'll see though. It'll be interesting to see how the markets react to, or if they react at all. I know Nouriel Roubini was tweeting some Bloomberg articles talking about how Mayor Bloomberg himself is hinting about how if the economy gets any worse, there could be rioting in the United States. He says this as he's dealing with this Occupy Wall Street, which is anything but. But I think he brings up a valid point though. You know, can you imagine like this Day of Rage thing was, you know, it was a significant turnout from what I can tell. But can you imagine if the unemployment rate was like doubled? I bet you the turnout would be doubled. I bet you'd see 300,000 like they're having in Tel Aviv and in Spain and in Greece and all over the place. And yeah, I think if things keep meandering down the path they're going now, you'll see things like Occupy Wall Street, you know, gain some mass because I think more people that are educated and skilled individuals who don't have gainful employment, they're going to congregate in areas like this, and I think it's going to gain some mass if things don't get any better, regardless. But whatever, let's go around the horn one more time. We've got 5 minutes. Somebody sounds like they're sharpening a knife or something. Let's go around the
Where
horn
do you
here.
Get these ideas? Fuck.
I don't know. Sounds like you, dude. I mean, it sounds like somebody's getting ready to strangle somebody. I don't know what's going on. Somebody's antsy. It's probably me. Yeah. So let me first start with Jeff. Jeff, any final thoughts before we sign off here?
I'm tired, man. I'm gonna go to bed. That's about it.
Sweet. Perfect. Moving on. Reefer, any final thoughts before we bow out here?
Operation Get Reefer Laid. Get
okay.
Reefer some loving in the bay.
Perfect. Okay. Crappy airbags. Anything you'd like to share before we leave?
Are you threatening my bunghole?
Oh, boy. It's almost over. It's almost over. Oh, man. Jim. Oh, you've been such a gem tonight. Thank you for calling in, contributing. And I'm sorry. Are you stacking beer cans in the back there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Anything you'd like to say to the folks out there or before we finish the show?
Not really, but I would like to apologize to you for all the strange sound effects.
I'm sorry, what was that? Say that again?
I'd like to apologize for all the strange sound effects.
Oh, it's fine. I understand. You're doing the dishes. You're listening to the show. It's okay. I have people that call in and masturbate on the show, and I'd much rather people be doing the dishes than fapping sometimes because I think they get distracted. At least it distracts me. It's not so bad. You've been a gem, and you're welcome back anytime as far as I'm concerned.
Thanks.
All right. Who else do we have here? Jackal, what's up with you, dude? Anything you'd like to say?
I'm going to give a shout-out to the cabin crew. We are anonymous, the new digital race. Going to give a shout-out to Emmy and then the Suicide Girls for showing us love today.
Perfect. Right on. Shouts out to Jackal Anon for hanging out tonight. Maximum respect to Jackal. And let's move on to Emmy. Emmy, anything you'd like to say before we leave tonight, this morning?
That I love you all, and I will be here all day tomorrow, or all night tomorrow, I should say, if you're having a show. I don't actually really have work too much this week.
All right. Dude, well, you know what it is. You're always welcome on here, honey. I was commenting, I wish we could have had you for the first hour, but I'll take it where I can get it.
Well, after I don't work at the porn store anymore, I will not be getting out at, 1 o'clock in the morning. So I will be here, I don't know, let's say every night.
How's sweet. Oh, I can't wait. Good times. And before we go, we have one more person to say goodbye to, Wendigo. Wendigo, anything you'd like to say before we leave her?
Okay. Well, thanks for letting me on and seeing that I pressed one a bunch of times for a little bit. It's all good. Much love to the Op Wall Street people, Op Syria, Op Iran, Gaza, whatever. Good stuff. I'm about to go get snake bit. I've got two more snakes to feed. My hands smell like dead rats, so this should be fun.
Sweet, dude. Thanks, bro. Thanks for coming through. Appreciate it. I really do appreciate the love, and you know I tease, and I talk a lot of smack on here, and I'm glad you folks, all of you, each and every one of you, I appreciate you tuning in, listening, chatting, and contributing to the show in whatever way, shape, or form that you do. Without you, it would be nothing, and I'm glad to share this with you all. And yeah, shouts out to everybody who's tuned in, who's staying up all night or trying to get some shut-eye out there on the cold sidewalks of New York City. The protesters are not. Even if you're fucking homeless and you do that on the regular, damn, shouts out to you. But yeah, check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceTheBay. And yeah, thank you everybody for tweeting and retweeting. And I apologize to Peter Fonda. We couldn't get to you. Also, X25 Princess. Sorry, we couldn't get to you as well. Maybe next time. And until then, good night, everybody. Shana nana. Hey, hey, hey. Goodbye. Na na na.
you very nice.